So if you're just joining us, we're talking to nearly all the candidates running for U.S. Senate in Oregon. Independent Party of Oregon candidate Cody Reynolds did not return our calls, but Mark Callahan won the Republican primary and traveled into our studio to talk to us about his platform. Good to see you.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for joining us, Mark Callahan. So let's talk about your occupational history and what got you interested in running for the Senate.
Sure. Well, I grew up in Eugene, and but I did go to Oregon State University. I originally started out as an engineering major at Oregon State University, but ended up switching over to business administration with a focus in management information systems. I also have a pre-law minor. And so I graduated Oregon State in 2000, and I've been doing computer work and IT work for the last 16 years. I market myself on the campaign trail as a troubleshooter and problem solver.
As we look at your issues list, states' rights is mentioned very early on that list. How does the federal government interfere, do you think, with states?
Well, I think that the federal government is based, like, in terms of like health care or in terms of taxation or in terms of land management. Just those three topics are three issues that my campaign is actually running on. We're actually advocating for a equal flat tax, which is actually gaining some ground on both sides of the political aisle. We've been out there talking to the unions. I was actually the only Republican that was given the opportunity to speak at the Oaks Park Union rally in Oaks Park in Portland. Ron Wyden was actually uninvited from that same event 2 days prior. And we've been talking about trade. We've been talking about the fact that I'm against the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's basically NAFTA on steroids, in my opinion. It's going to ship our jobs overseas. And to kind of use a colloquialism from the 90s, that guy with the big ears from Texas, basically it's going to create a giant sucking sound. And we don't need NAFTA on steroids. And that's something that's appealing to the unions as well as the Bernie supporters. So we've been talking to Bernie supporters, the unions, and the Republicans also. I've been going all over the state. Got about 152,000 miles on my car out there, and I got my daughters with me this morning, Heather and Sarah. I bring them with me on the campaign trail. I teach them a little bit about civics. They run the video camera, pass out the literature. Of course, I have to get them a Dairy Queen Blizzard afterwards, you know, to help them, pay them off. But I'm teaching them about civics, and we're all enjoying it, and we're getting around the state talking to a lot of folks across the aisle, because that's the central focus of my campaign, is to represent all Oregonians, equal representation for all Oregonians, not just the Republicans.
Let's talk about this flat tax idea. So you're talking about we'd all pay the same rate?
Well, yep. Basically, right now, what we have is about 74,000 plus pages of tax code. And as you know, Ron Wyden, the 35-year career politician New Yorker, is what I call him, has been on the Finance Committee. He's been in charge of actually making the tax code. He's been in charge of actually allowing the cronyism, allowing the carve-outs. And it's just not something we as Oregonians or even as Americans need to stand for anymore. So I propose actually the equal flat tax, basically to have a lower percentage for businesses, or not a lower percentage, but a percentage for business and a lower percentage for citizens in terms of paying a tax, where it's simple. As I said, I'm an IT guy by trade, so I like things simple. When I go explain a computer problem to someone, I explain it to them and I empower them to actually solve their computer problem in the future so they can feel good and they know how to solve their computer problem and get back to work. So this equal flat tax that is actually gaining some ground on both sides of the aisle is an excellent idea, and we're basing it upon similar to things like Ted Cruz's flat tax prior to the primary.
How do you account, though, for people with lower incomes? I mean, is there a fairly high cutoff below which you do not pay any tax at all?
Well, that's something we're working on right now, too.
So you don't
have
a number?
We're talking with both sides right now. Actually, we're working on a number right now. But, we're assuming that there will be a flat tax for everyone is basically what it will be.
So do you even have a percentage chosen for what that flat tax would be for individuals and for businesses?
We are working on it right now, yeah.
Okay. Well, it seems like if you're going to talk about a flat tax, you want to have a percentage idea so people could start figuring out now what they might pay with.
Well, if you hold me to a percentage, I mean, it's easy to pigeonhole me and stuff like this. You know, I'm not being wishy-washy by any means, but I'm just saying we're going to implement a flat tax in order to eliminate and replace the 74,000-page currently progressive, supposedly, tax system.
So no particular deductions or enhancements or enticements for things like charitable contributions or anything?
Well,
like
there'll
that?
Be deductions, yes.
Okay, so it might take a little more than a postcard to fill out your...
Well, we're working on it, but as I said, we're getting a lot of great input from people all around Oregon, and that's what we're working on right now.
All right. You're for a balanced budget amendment. You can hear the music. We just have a couple seconds before the break. To take effect when?
Take effect, well, I mean, as you know, in order to edit the or amend the Constitution, we have to get, what is it, two-thirds of Congress, three-quarters of the states, so it's going to take some time. But at least I want to put the idea forward there.
All right. Flat tax and balanced budget amendment, a couple of things that Mark Callahan is talking about in his race for U.S. Senate in Oregon as a Republican. We'll come back and finish the conversation with Mark Callahan in a minute five. . 836 on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. We're working our way through the candidates for U.S. Senate from the state of Oregon this hour. Ron Wyden running for re-election after 20 years in the Senate. Five people face him. Four of those have agreed to join us. Independent Party of Oregon candidate Cody Reynolds did not return our calls. Mark Callahan, the Republican who won the primary in May, is in the seat right now for a few more minutes. 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. So you're talking about a flat tax and a balanced budget amendment. Would making the flat tax bring in more revenue, or do you want it to be revenue neutral?
I believe it will bring in more revenue because it will allow businesses to start and run and grow. Because the way I see it, we know how to spend our money better than the government knows how to spend our money. We shouldn't be giving our money to the government to hopefully they give back to the states. I feel that, I mean, we as Americans, we as Oregonians know how to spend our money better than the government knows how to spend it. I mean, there's so much government waste out there. I mean, a few years back we had shrimp on treadmills, we had robotic squirrels, and now we have a $19 trillion plus national debt. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, so I can spend my money, I can balance my checkbook better than the government can balance their checkbook. So I've been a limited government guy from the beginning.
All right, but the shrimp and squirrels, I mean, it sounds funny to talk about it, but there may be scientific research that can lead to gains for human beings. I mean, the government should take some stake in enhancing science, shouldn't it?
I actually go off of what's in this, my U.S. Constitution. I carry it with me everywhere I go.
Dog-eared copy.
Yeah, it's a little bit worn. I reference it a lot. The cover's kind of come off here, and I've had to tape it back together on the back. But I reference it, and this is what our country was founded upon. This U.S. Constitution, and this is what we need to get back to. I mean, we were founded by our founding fathers, that based on the concept of limited government. I believe in limited government. I believe, as I said, I believe Americans know how to run their lives better than the government knows how to tell them to run their lives. I don't want a government that dictates, mandates, and overregulates our lives. I want freedom. That's what our country is based upon, and that's what we cherish as Americans.
Okay, a little time left here. Let's talk about timber policy.
Sure.
And what you do for the timber industry and national forests and BLM lands in Western Oregon in particular.
Well, if you look at the Constitution, I mean, technically, just kind of paraphrasing it, it basically boils down to ports, forts, and 10-mile square around D.C., according to the Constitution. So the federal government shouldn't actually be owning anything. Right now we have 52-53% of land in Oregon supposedly owned or managed by the federal government. And I think that's what's irking, frustrating a lot of people in Eastern Oregon. They want to be able to use their lands. They
so you
want to
see no national forests?
Well, no, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that we need to be able to use our land to be able to harvest the trees and then also abide by the Oregon forest replanting laws. We have strong replanting laws here in Oregon. I say abide by the law. The federal government needs to do the same in terms of the ONC lands.